But the houses at our ranches are very much like what we have here.
Like in town, huh?
Yes.
What about the other buildings you would have around the houses for storage and things?
Let's see, my father has a very huge barn. He never painted it. He wanted it to stay natural, weathered. He has that very big barn. And then he has a silo. And he has a special place where the horses feed with a little roof.
What do you call something like that?
Like, we always called it la cochera.
Like a shed?
Like a shed.
So would you call that a shed in English?
Yes.
Well, now, you say he has a barn.
Yes.
I didn't know there were any barns down here. What's the barn like?
Has two doors, and you just store everything from a tractor to hay.
Where do you keep the hay in the barn? Is there a special place in the barn to keep the hay?
Yes.
Where's that?
In the barn, it's just one big, big building. It has closets where he keeps certain tools, especially like machetes and things that might be dangerous or that might prove to be a threat to the family, like were a wet bag to go in, he'd find many weapons he could use. So those he keeps under key. But under the barn, one of corner is for hay, and then he has the three tractors and the thresher. And I don't know, he used to have one where they would grind the corn for the pigs. He no longer has pigs.
Well, now, is there a barn two stories or one story?
It's one story.
Is there a place?
No, we don't have a loft, no.
Do you have one of those in the house? Like a loft in the house?
Where you can store your things from out of season? Yes, he has one where she puts the Christmas tree and things like that.
What do you
it's
call?
A folding letter.
What do you call something like that?
Sotella.
What's that in English?
The attic?
Oh, that's the attic. Well, was there any, I know there has to be now, but a long time ago, was there any plumbing out on the ranches? Any water, running water?
My mother had running water outside, so they would water. In fact, we had an artificial pond for the geese and swans. They had swans. It was very beautiful. It was right next to the citrus trees, and they had banana trees and peach trees and plums and fig trees. Then there was this very huge pond, except that it was artificial, so it had a faucet, and we'd leave it open. And the faucet and the pipe ran through the middle of the pond. So when my mother wasn't looking, we'd get two sticks and balance ourselves walking through the middle of the pipe. That was her favorite pastime. One time my sister fell in. That was the end of it.
Didn't do that anymore.
We love to eat oranges by the edge of the pond because we throw in the peelings and we'd see those beautiful, beautiful colors made by the oil in the orange peel.
Oh, what does it do? I didn't know that.
It turns like a rainbow. You see all this you throw in the peel of the orange, the rind, is that what you call it? And immediately after it gets turned blue and purple and green, it's the oil that does it the way oil does in water. We'd always do that, and then we'd get scolded and we'd have to do without supper because it was an artificial pond and we were not supposed to dirty it.
What was the barn made of?
Wood. Lumber. Plain lumber, except that it was this white.
Were the boards, which way did they go? Up and down? Are there any buildings here with the boards that sort of go over one?
Yes.
What do you call that kind of?
I don't know. We just take it for granted that that's the way they do. Like the way they said brick.
Well, would you call it siding or weatherboarding or clapboard?
Siding, we use when we say we have siding, it's something different. It's something like made out of asbestos or aluminum. That's what we use.
Now, aluminum siding, does it look...
Yes.
Does it clap
one overlapping, one overlapping the other.
What's weatherboarding? Do you ever hear of that? Or clapboards or clapboards?
We don't use clapboard. As I tell you, our weathers are extremes. We have to use something very sturdy.